Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Our God is a God of the living. We see this from the very beginning of the Bible. From the very beginning, our God is the one that creates and gives life. He calls everything into existence that lives and breathes in this world by his word. He forms man with his own hand. He creates Adam from the side of, he creates Eve from the side of Adam. He breathes into them the breath of life. He gives them his spirit so that they will live. He is the God of the living. He is the God of the living. We see this in the time of the flood. Though he does cause destruction for those who reject him, he saves those. He makes them to live for those who believe upon his name, who trust in his word. So he calls Noah to build an ark big enough to fit not just all of those animals and his 8 members of his family, but even more. Had they listened to Noah's preaching and come when God had said, in 7 days, I will bring rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. If you travel to go see that ark in Kentucky, you will see just how much room there was. He is the God of the living. He not only creates life, but he sustains life. He saves life. He does this for his people, Israel, who were in bondage in Egypt because a Pharaoh had forgotten what Joseph had done. That is to say, what God did through Joseph in preserving life, giving life to the Egyptians and to all nations by the word that he gave to Joseph. He is the God of the living. We see this time and time again in the Old Testament. If we were to read all 13 readings that are appointed for this evening, you would see time and time again that God is the God of the living. Of course, we have plunged ourselves into death, into chaos. Not only because of that first sin of Adam and Eve, that rejection of God's good creation and his life that he gives, but also daily by what we do against his word and what we fail to do. We plunge ourselves and our lives and all of those around us. We shatter the good order that God has put into his creation. We strangle, in other words, the very life that he would give us by our own wants and our own desires. We snuff it out. We seek to live by our own devices. But God is a God of life. And he has promised, he has set his bow in the cloud. He would never destroy the earth again by a flood. Instead, he sends his son. He sends his son to live the life that we were unable to live. He sends his son to die the death that we deserve. He sends his son to be buried and to rest in the tomb. He sent his son to be raised again because he is the God of the living. He raised him again to new life. And though he promised never again to flood this world, to cause destruction like he did in the days of Noah, he still uses water. Not to destroy, but to make alive. Because he is a God of the living. When he claimed you in the waters of holy baptism, when with the sign of the cross upon your forehead and upon your heart, he claimed you as his very own, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He gave you his name, made you a member of his family. When thrice water was poured upon you, you were made alive. The spirit that was once lost in sin, the spirit that he breathed in to us in the beginning, he breathed upon us again. Peace be to you, he said, on the day of his resurrection in the upper room when the disciples were hiding for fear of the Jews. Peace be unto you. Whosever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Yours are forgiven. They are forgiven, they are washed, drowned, just like hard-hearted Pharaoh and his host. Just like the evil generations of the flood, your sins are drowned and you are raised up. You are given life, a new life. For if you have been joined to him in a death like his in holy baptism, how will you not also be joined to him in a resurrection like his, as his word promises, so that you may walk in newness of life? Think about that for a moment, that you have a new life. That what you have done in the past does not matter to God. What you have failed to do does not matter to God now, because he has drowned your old Adam and raised you up. You now walk in newness of life. You have a new lease on life. And you have this day in and day out, because when we get up in the morning and remember our baptism with the sign of the cross and say the very words with which we were claimed as his own in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we remember, we confess our sins. By daily contrition and repentance, we drown the old Adam with all sin and evil desire. We put it to death, so that we may live before God in righteousness and purity forever. He gives us these means, these prayers, these actions to do, so that our lives may be marked by his life. His life which has no end. His life which can never again be taken away from him. That is your life now. Your life is his life. By water and the word, you have been joined to him. He is a God of the living. And though some of you may be thinking or feeling in your bodies not so alive, not as alive as perhaps you once were, not as spry as you would like to be, you are still alive in Christ Jesus, and you will live for all eternity in him, because he has claimed you as his own, and he is your God, and he is not a God of the dead. He is a God of the living. So let us live our lives with that in mind, that we are alive, that we are alive in Jesus Christ. There is nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing for us to worry about. There is nothing but goodness and joy and mercy until he comes again. Nothing can separate us from him. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting.
Amen.